The Children's Commissioner says a spike in young people behind the wheel in ram raids is driven by families living in a total state of hopelessness. Judge Francis Evers says child welfare and criminality are social issues and increasing poverty cannot go ignored. The latest victims of ram raids are questioning what happens once young offenders are caught, with some calling for tougher consequences. Amy Williams reports.
In one of the latest ram raids, it was a digger stolen from a nearby building site, used to smash through the front of a petrol station in Wainuiomata. Nothing was taken and no one was inside, but the incident left the building unstable. Dorothy Gallagher has lived in Wainuiomata since 1962 and has a message for the culprits.
I just hope that the culprits are aware of what they've done and are shaking in their boots.
The Children's Commissioner says it's clear the poverty gap is widening.
We'd be very surprised to find that any of these young people came from one of the leafy suburbs in Auckland, where they've got plenty of food in the cupboard, where their disposable income is good, where they've got money not just to pay the rent or pay the mortgage, but to buy extras. There's nothing extra in these households.
Judge Francis Evers says the poverty gap is at the heart of a spike in ram raids and local communities are part of the solution.
Locking away young people is not going to teach them anything. They're just going to end up angrier than they are already. It's going to institutionalise them. It's going to give them a fast track to prison. And nobody wants that.
In the central Auckland suburb Kingsland, this building manager says it appears the offenders who tried to ram raid an Auckland dairy overnight were very young.
The actual takings from these efforts were probably confectionery. I don't believe there was a lot of cigarettes on site.
The police are investigating the incident. The manager estimates repairing the damage will cost more than $20,000 and questions what the consequences will be for the young offenders.
Probably be part of our youth justice system, which will be our wet bus ticket.
Also overnight, four people were arrested, three of them teenagers, following a ram raid and burglary at Noleeming Silverdale. Police followed them from Silverdale over the harbour bridge on the wrong side of the road and out to Westgate. A police car crashed in Ponsonby during the incident. The South Auckland Wellbeing Board brings together 13 agencies to support vulnerable children and whānau. Its program director, Anne Wilkie, understands the frustration from business owners but says children deserve a second chance.
14 is kind of like your cut-off time for kids to get a second chance before they go into that justice system. So we tend to wrap more sort of what they call alternative actions around the kids, try and make them accountable for the behaviour, but also trying to give them a second chance.
She says there's a wider context to consider.
You can't just go in with a lens on the children without making sure that you're helping to support the environment that the kids are in any way that's going to make a difference.
Judge Francis Evers says with such approaches, ram raids can be prevented.
If we want to stop ram raiding, then we need to look at why they're doing that in the first place. It's all about early intervention.
A call for a wide-scale effort to stop the problem that at the moment doesn't seem to be going away.